Reverend Bazia Boro Ilario Zambakari of St. Mary's Parish in the Diocese of Phoenix, Arizona, says the papal visit is a poignant message to the people of South Sudan that the church stands with them.
We, the South Sudanese people around the world, are smiling again because the issues of South Sudan is not forgotten. The problems that South Sudanese have been going through is known all over the world. And that is why seeing Pope Francis being driven on the streets of Juba brings joy into my heart.
Father Zambakari says the visit of the three church leaders sends a strong message of unity, something that South Sudan sorely needs.
Seeing Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Moderator General of the Church of Scotland together in South Sudan shows us that there is need for unity. There is need for peaceful coexistence. There is need of being a neighbor to a neighbor. There is need that we live together. We live together as brothers and sisters.
For Texas-based Pastor Bagura Abraham, the visit is about love and forgiveness, and he sends this message of hope to people at home.
Brethren, the Pope is a symbol of love, unity, peace, and forgiveness. Being a country renowned for socio-political instability, Pope's visitation reminds us to embrace love. Where there is love, unity prevails. Pope's coming as a symbol of peace is to remind us all over the world to be the ambassadors of peace and forgiveness, a combination of which prospers a nation.
But Father Bagura says when he remembers the 2019 dramatic gesture of Pope Francis kneeling down and kissing the feet of President Salva Kiir and his rival Riek Machar during a Vatican retreat, he can't help but wonder if the two leaders will truly be willing to open their hearts for peace and unity this time around, especially after the Kajukeji massacre.
I don't think there can be other tangible achievements given the nature of our leaders. If the Pope would be given the divine respect he deserves, we wouldn't be witnessing a massacre in Kajukeji on the eve of Pope's visit to South Sudan. Despite the holy kiss, last time when the Pope kissed the feet of some of our leaders, imagine how organized wars have occurred in Greater Upper Nile, to be exact, within the Cholo Kingdom, among other areas.
For Sister Betty Banja of the Order of the Sisters of Sacred Hearts in Phoenix, Arizona, the papal visit is a show of solidarity with the people of South Sudan.
Amidst all the long years of suffering, the Church has finally made a statement that we are not alone, and that is the presence and the visit of Pope Francis to South Sudan. Regardless of the Pope's health, he has sacrificed to set his feet on the soil of South Sudan so that he would feel our suffering and he understands the pain that we are going through.
Banja also believes the Pope's visit is tainted by the killings in Kajukeji County, south of Juba.
As the Pope arrived South Sudan, we had still bloodshed massacre that has happened in Kajukeji. May that blood that is shed finally brings that unity and reconciliations for the peace that we look for, so that we will look at each other as one children of God, as we say, one nation, one tongue, and one tribe.
Sister Banja says everyone in South Sudan is looking forward to peace after the Pope's visit, and that South Sudan will be one, that people will look at each other as brothers and sisters. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.